Welcome back, my friends. Our little pilgrimage continues with Chef Eric and Chef Lionel Vatinet. And let's go, guys. Let's get the mixing going.
Dough's on the table. We've emptied it out of the bowl and scraped out every last piece in the stainless steel bowl.
So the kneading technique I want to show you, where you see, you know, your grandparents, you know, making bread, you know, at home, your grandma, whoever, you know, were using the palm of their hand and do this. You know, so what I'm going to show you is only one finger going to work. You know, it's going to be your index, go all around your thumbs. So you look like a little chicken ass. You see that?
Yeah.
So great, you know. Yeah. Maybe you didn't understand me. Beautiful, you know. Yeah. So
it's like a gang sign for chefs.
What's up?
So we want to cut the dough, not to pull and tear. So what does that do? Each end does that. You want to cutting. You want to all the way. Okay. So two hands together. Don't just pinch. You want to.
You
want to
get around it.
So you go. You lift up and you cut. So you do. You fold it. Quarter turn, and you go again. So what we are going to do, we are going to develop the gluten.
Okay? Ah, okay. So what you're really doing is you're picking up the whole bit of dough.
And then wringing it.
And then you're using your thumb and finger on both hands, sort of wringing it out, and it squeezes through.
All the way.
All the way down. So you cut it almost.
Cut all the way.
Yeah, you cut all the way through, yeah.
And, you know, what really is, you know, is for you to feel. You're going to see it's going to change, you know, really the consistency is going to be stiffer and stiffer. You know, is where you want to be.
As the gluten develops more
exactly.
And more.
And so is important. You know, so you see, I'm not a Houdini of baking, it's sticking. So what people have been doing, and if you don't like stickiness,
don't bake bread.
Don't bake bread, okay? Or the reflex was, let me add
flour.
Add flour.
See,
when you
thing.
Add flour, it changes the ratio, it changes your end quality, your end product. So it's very important.
So the messier the hands, the better.
Exactly. You know, and you know, it's always, if you can pass this, no problem. More water you're going to add, stickier it's going to be, but you know, also it's going to create different type of, you know, flavor, you know, and chef life profile.
So kids that used to like to finger paint and paint with glue on their fingers, they're going to love this.
We lose this a lot, you know, to teach, you know, kids, you know, any age, you know, put it this way, you know, this for sure. You know, so he goes, you know, and he can go pretty fast, you know. So here, you know, I'm, you know, quite a bit finished, you know, over there, you know, and I'm folding it. And when it doesn't stick anymore on your back hand,
because the back of your hand doesn't have any dough on it. So.
Yours has a lot of hair on it.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I'm just saying.
So it's for you, is your love, you know.
Yeah, see,
you know,
mine are smooth as a baby's bottom.
Girly hands. All right, so once it doesn't stick anymore to the back of your hand, it's ready to go.
And, you know, you want your reflex is to take the final dough temperature.
Okay.
And you need to be between 72 to 80 degrees is what, you know, you're looking for.
And
you record this, you know, on your log, dough log. So more information you put, better it's going to be for you on the long run, you know, to be successful with your bread baking.
Yeah, so let's talk about that log for a moment, because this is one of the things that's in the book.
Yes, you actually get your own log.
And this is pretty cool, because it basically you have the type of dough you're working with, what your water temperature is, the dough temperature, the finish mixing time. This is what a professional might use in the kitchen to track what they're doing as far as these doughs are concerned. And then your first proofing, which we'll talk more about because it's such an important step.
Bulk fermentation, correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
Then dividing, the shaping, the final proofing, how you've scored it even is on here, and then the baking time. But what a great thing, though, as a practice for home chefs to use to be able to recreate what they did before. If they get to something where they really like it, it's like doing a recipe. So many times people will say, oh, I made this fantastic, then whatever. And then they
Who would that sound like?
And then they try and remake it, and they never have the same.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this, you know, is a database who help you to get better at it, you know, and to understand. And the last one is comment. So what the comment is, you know, what was the weather, you know, is what overproof, underproof, over, you know, too dark, you know. And anyway, so more data, better, because when you make bread at home, may not be an everyday thing. So maybe a week later or, you know, a month. Whatever. So even sometime a year. So, but anyway.
Why are you looking at me and saying that?
So this is very interesting. You also have on here The beginning water temperature is based on whether you're going to hand mix or whether you're going to use a stand mixer.
That's correct.
Which is also very important because it's going to be lower if it's using a stand mixer because the motion is going to heat that up a little bit more.
The friction. Yeah. And you know, for the beauty of baking is four ingredients. One thing you need to adapt is the weather, and the weather change every single day. The weather are going to adapt to you. So these are going to make a little bit of the challenge, but is how you can follow also how you go. Okay. I would like to show you also how you clean your hand. Stay to call the plumber after you've been making your first loaf of bread.
Yeah.
So you put your hand, inside, the flour.
Yeah.
You go above, your table, and it's magical. And you rid of, the excess you have.
Ah, so
and now you can continue your work and not to make a mess, in your sink.
So this is a great point. So you're actually using some more flour, some extra flour on the side. You dip your hands in there and use it as a dry abrasive, essentially, to take the rest of it off. There it goes. It's all off your hand now. It's on the board, and you can easily,
I'm ready to go.
Now, this particular recipe, Chef, you are basically making a country French bread recipe, but from this single recipe, other wonderful delicacies can come out of this same, because there's not, different bread recipes for, if there's 30 different kinds of bread, they all come from maybe three or four basic bread recipes, correct?
Correct, yes. So
you didn't think I knew that, did you?
Missy. You've been reading. Great.
Yeah,
One thing also very to mention quickly is to cover the dough when it's finished. We don't like to have any drafts, so you create a skin and it slows down the fermentation. Now, to create, with the same dough, a white chocolate, bread, and people love this kind of bread, you add anything, bigger than a flour, you add this, at the end of your mix. So chocolate, for example, and we can do this for you, Eric, if you want,
sure.
Is to have, I add it, when you finish kneading. So
okay.
I cannot wait to have Eric to put his dough in the dough, and we can do a chocolate bread for him. So yes, you can, with one base, you can create, so many different flavor profiles. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So this is a beauty also of baking. Okay, so let me wear your.
Make
your
him weigh himself, Chef.
Oh, exactly.
Please
show me.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right,
appreciate
anything
that.
I could do to throw you under Greyhound number 57.
Let me just check the water temperature. Just make sure. Yeah. So.
No. 76.3.
Yeah. Well, we're close enough, right? Do we need to heat it more?
You definitely. Well, you need for this. You need to be, around 80 to 82. So we are going to adjust it, here we go. This is great. You see, just to add some hot water, isn't fantastic?
Thank God you weren't here.
So if people are taking shortcuts, they're going to blame me. No.
Yes.
Well, this is why I did that.
Did. And if I hadn't have said something, you would have begged me at the break. Why didn't you say something?
So you were testing me.
I am testing you. So we're at 78.1. We need
a little
bit more.
A little bit more,
Okay.
I need more. Monica are going to give us.
Monica is going to go get us some because
some hot water.
The hot water we've got, I think, an instant hot.
Yeah, maybe this one a little bit.
Is that hot enough? Let's see. And instant thermometers. Just remember, they're not really truly instant for the most part.
You're lucky to get one that's 2 to 3 second delay.
Well,
but this one is a nice one. He's got the professional.
No, this is great, but you still have to wait until it.
So we get, some.
She's going to go get some more. We're stuck at 78.4.
While we're waiting, Chef, I noticed now you have this beautiful marble counter to work on here. Does it make a difference? What kind of surface can people use it on there? Is it better to get a piece of marble?
No, I will say that's what you said earlier.
You need piece of wood are going to be, butcher block are going to insulate, so it's not going to be any. Because when you knead by hand, you need no friction. So your temperature are going to go down. If you put this on a cold surface, you're not going to be able to fight, definitely the heat, of it. So you need to start, on butcher block, stainless steel, it's okay, or formica, but you need granite or, marble. It's good for chocolate, it's good for pull sugar. It's great, but for bread, it's not really the ideal surface for sure.
So I'm glad I didn't get those marble countertops put in.
Well, a good butcher block, I think, works well, right? 80.6, 81. Here we go.
Right.
So we're there. We're there. Ready to go.
All right.
So now we're looking for 73%.
Did you zero?
We're teared. Yes,
yep.
We are.
Beautiful.
And here we go.
73.
you're so patient, Chef Lionel. I mean, you're working with someone who's a little slow. That's why I didn't want to do
wait
it because
a
I
second,
didn't
want to.
I did, you're a master well, baker, and I didn't want to blow you away.
He's from Switzerland. Oh, I'm sorry.
Nice.
Yes, there it is.
0.738. That's
fantastic,
a little bit more. All
right.
Yes. Okay. There we go. So now let's see. First, we mix the dry ingredients together.
He remembered. Very good.
The salt, the yeast, and I saw them both in there.
Beautiful.
So those are all. And now we've got little clumps. Do we want to tear those?
No, you're fine. You're good. You know, spot the flour. Right. No problem.
And now we have the water.
You don't need to sieve the flour. Either. You add this in one
now
shot.
While Chef Eric is adding the water, we're going to come back and see if he can strangle the what is it called? The
kneading.
We yeah call it strangling. You call it kneading. Well, I need some help right now to get out of this one. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. We are Chef and a Fat Man, a Blue Collar Chef, celebrating with Master Chef Lionel Vatanet. His place is La Farm Bakery in Cary, North Carolina. We're having more fun than people should have legally, and if the government finds out about it, they're going to tax us. Back with Chef Eric and see if he can strangle his bread.